بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Few eyes come in mind where a person begins to follow those commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his life in this world will be a very fortunate one. And the first thing that Allah ta'ala says, that in your ibadah do not commit any kind of shirk. That is the most important thing. Shirk is something Allah does not like. Every sin Allah will forgive, but not shirk. Very important that at all times every person has to keep away from shirk. That anything that you do, the ibadat must be done solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. There must not no contamination of any kind. Like, you know, people when they slaughter an animal, they take the name of besides Allah, any other name is not right. You cannot eat that meat also. Ibadat also, when you're doing any namaz, whatever it is, you're giving charity also. One is doing solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and one is doing for show. People going for hajj, whatever it they're going to. That is an ibadat on salah also. That you want people to call you namazi, or you want people to call you haji, or whatever it is, you do not have any kind of act of that kind of thing about shirk. You only did for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. You do not want any praises for the thing. If someone praise you too, you feel, why is he praising me? You have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he allowed me to read namaz. That's one of the things that's very important. If the person for that quality that he always had in mind, that is everything he does for the pleasure of Allah. He does not want anyone else to praise him in any way. That will become kind of shirk. Secondly, the very important thing is to be very, very kind to your parents. Remember one thing, one is the wife's rights and the mother's rights. You have to be balanced in every way. You have to fulfill the rights of your mother too, and you fulfill the rights of the wife. It will not be that you fulfill the rights of your mother and you forget the rights of your wife. Everyone should be fulfilled accordingly. One side, you know that the rights of a mother is this much, that I must make sure I must keep her happy in every way. We must know that. The only one thing the Quran is mentioned very clearly that you've been very good to them and kind to them, but when you tell you to do something wrong, you want to listen to them. You must not follow them, but you must also be disobedient to them too. Mother is very important in life. May shukr to Allah Ta'ala, the person got a mother in this life up to now in this world. Know that doors of du'as are open for him. Because many a time you don't realize it because of the du'a of the parents that today Allah giving you everything. Many people do not understand that. Once the mother leaves the world and thereafter the doors of du'as close and become to your life, why do not appreciate that? So because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, you must be very kind to your parents. Look at the word, it says, the lowest form of sin, the lowest form is that not to even say oof to them. Just say the word oof. Allah does not use the word oof in the Quran. You cannot even say oof to them. That person only realized the importance of his mother, that he only looks at a mother's face with love, you like kissing the Hajj Aswad. Just imagine, the position of a mother is very, very high. But as I told you again, one the position of a wife is one side too. So you must know how to balance it. It mustn't be that you overdo things. Sometimes the mother will tell you certain things, you know it's not right. Does not mean you must go fight with her, but explain to them nicely. It is very, very important. Third one is this one, that as far as possible, that in the time of your solitude and in public, at all times, you must keep away from every obscene act. Every obscene act you must keep away from. When you are alone too, because the time in solitude is very difficult to keep yourself pure. Very, very difficult the time in solitude to keep yourself pure because no one is there. You and Shaitan and nafs is there. At that time to keep it from every kind of talks that are not supposed to be made, then it's very important to keep away from those things, to keep yourself pure. Likewise, in public also, you have the same thing. You don't use any kind of obscene language in front of everyone. You've been very good. These are the few qualities a person must have in the day. Then come the third, the few other things in this month that as far as possible, that your family people and outsiders too, you must have justice. You must have justice. Do not take any kind of revenge in your heart. If you got anything against your family members, keep your heart clean as possible. By you keeping any kind of grudge, it's not so good to, it's not to any good for you. Be kind to them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always had this habit that he, those to be good to a person, good to you is like a favor to a favor. No wonders at all. But if it's good to a person is bad to you, then you know that is something. And that is sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People will against you, but he makes sure the best to them at all. So that's how you have to, the family members too, you have to be good to them. And side by side with the outsiders, you will be good to them too. To keep your heart clean to everyone is very, very good, but it's very difficult. Always remember. But if Allah Ta'ala is with you, then you got everything with you. Likewise, you know, see, everything else too, you bring about this month, the time of the, whatever Allah Ta'ala has placed to us, we take the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then you must have to fulfill those pleasures to keep Allah. What is the pleasure of a person? You take a custom on a person. See, like even a person get married, even he's signing the certificate, it's a pledge with him and Allah Ta'ala. People don't understand that when you're taking the pledge, now even though you said Allah Ta'ala, I'm taking the pledge, then I'm going to look after this woman. Take care of her, the responsibilities. Now if you not take the responsibility, you answer for it. Likewise, take a pledge with a person, I'm going to pay you the money on a certain time. And you have the means and you do not pay him, you'll be answerable for that. Today, in these times, unfortunately, these are the qualities that Muslim must have in him that will bring about peace in his life and a fortunate person. Today is a person comes to the masjid, he read namaz, everything, by the time when he comes to him, when he has a word with someone, a promise with someone, he tells him, come to the masjid, that you are there in the masjid, but he's not there in the masjid. The same person, he's crying in the masjid, but he's making others cry outside. These are a few qualities of Allah Ta'ala saying in the Quran, if he has those qualities in him, then he'll live a life of peace, a life of utmost fortune, a life of jannati, inshaAllah. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala mentioned, Allah Ta'ala will give us a tawfiq on following the name. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa sayyidina. Fatir wa samawat, anta wali bil dunya wal akhirah. توفني مسلما وحيد الصالحين اللهم إن أسألك بطاعتك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والمعصية اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة بالإيمان بحرمة القرآن حرمة النبي آخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على رسوله برحمته